Track 44. I think that the worst experience I've ever had was in my first year of teaching, and the kids knew that I didn't have a clue how to control them. I was giving the students a French test, a subject most of them hate. I had a class of eighth graders, and these children do anything they can to give you a hard time. It's the age group I find the most difficult. There was one girl in the class whose mother had died recently. She used to sit there and stare at me as if it was my fault, and she had a friend who sat next to her, who was probably the biggest troublemaker in the whole school. Anyway, one day, the students were taking their test. It was about relative clauses, which we'd just done in class, when this girl started crying. She put up her hand and asked if she could go to the bathroom. I knew that she was probably thinking about her mother, so I said yes. I mean, what else could I do? So she left the room, and 10 minutes later, she still hadn't come back. I was wondering what to do next when her friend put up her hand and asked if she could go and look for her. I couldn't go myself because the students would all cheat, so I said yes, and she left the room too. 10 minutes later, there was still no sign of her. I thought there was nothing for me to do but to go and find them both myself. I was coming out of the girls' bathroom. They weren't there, when the principal called me from the other end of the corridor. "Mr. Burr," he yelled, "is there any particular reason why your students are all talking to each other in the middle of a test? I suggest that you get back to your classroom immediately." I ran back to my classroom, and there were the two girls sitting quietly, as good as gold. The rest of the class was also quiet, continuing with their test. It was only when I graded the test that I understood what had happened. The whole class scored more than 80%, the first and last time that ever happened.